churned rented dugouts with no particular skill in the shallows over the reef, probably annoying divers. Russell picked up a small pair of binoculars and studied a few of the women on the beach. Then he scanned the horizon line to the north and could just make out a pair of fluttering pennants that marked their floating treasure.
"Did you get through to Manolo this morning?"
Halliburton nodded.
"He was headed for the site. Says they're going to test the rollers today."
"What on earth with?"
"A couple of U.S. Marine Corps tanks. They went missing from the Pago Pago armory, along with a couple of crews. You want to know how much they cost?"
"That's your department."
"Nada. Not a damn thing," he chuckled. "It's a mobilization exercise."
"Convenient. That colonel we had dinner with, the Marine."
"Of course."
Three waiters brought their meal, two piles of freshly sliced fruit, and a hot iron pan of sizzling sausages. Halliburton sent away his coffee and asked for a Bloody Mary.
"Celebrating?" "Always."
He ignored the fruit and tore into the sausages.
"The test should commence at about 1400.
"How much do tanks weigh?" Russell served himself mango, pawpaw, and melon.
"I'd have to look it up. About 60 tons.
"Oh, good. That's within a couple of orders of magnitude."
"Have to extrapolate."
"Let's see." He sliced the melon precisely. "If a 2-pound chicken can sit on an egg without harming it, let's extrapolate the effect of a 1-ton chicken."
"Ha, ha."
The waiter brought the Bloody Mary and whispered,
"With gin, sir."
Halliburton nodded microscopically.
"It's not exactly Hooke's law," Russell continued. "How can you get a number that means anything?"
Halliburton set down his silverware and wiped his fingers carefully, then took a pad out of his shirt pocket. He tapped on its face a few times.
"The Wallace-Gellman algorithm."
"Never heard of it." He adjusted the brightness of the pad and passed it over.
"It's about compressibility. The retaining plates we drove down into the sand. It's actually the column of sand supporting the thing's mass, of course."
"A house built on sand. I read about that." Russell studied the pad and tapped on a couple of variables for clarification. He grunted assent and passed it back.
"Where'd you get it?" "Best Buy."
He winced. "The algorithm."
"California Building Code. A house built on sand shall not stand without it."
"Hmm. So how much does an apartment building weigh?"
"We're in the ballpark. It's going to settle some. That's why the moat and dike design."
"If it settles more than 5 meters, we won't have a moat. We'll have an underwater laboratory." Once the thing was in place, the plan was to put a prefabricated dome, 5 meters high, over the thing, dig a moat around it, and then build a high dike around the moat. If it settled more than a couple of feet, water would seep around it at high tide anyhow. The moat made that inevitability a design feature.
"Won't happen. It was in sand when we found it, remember?"
Not volcanic sand, Russell thought, but he didn't want to argue it. The coral sand wasn't that much more compressible, he supposed. He signaled the waiter.
"Is it afternoon, Josh?"
"Always, sir. White wine?"
"Please." He reached over the fruit and speared a sausage. "So, when do we expect the tanks?"
"They said 1300.
Samoan time?"
"U.S. Marine Corps time. They have to get them back by nightfall, so I expect they'll be prompt."
The Marines were a little early, in fact. At 12:45, they could hear the strained throbbing of the cargo helicopters working their way around the island. They probably didn't want to fly directly over it. Don't annoy an armed populace. They were two huge flying crane cargo helicopters, each throbbing rhythmically under the strain of its load, a sand-colored Powell tank that swung underneath with the ponderous grace of a 60-ton pendulum. They circled out over the reef before descending to the Poseidon site, a 40-acre rhombus of sand and scrub inside a tall hurricane fence. Two men on the ground guided them in, the tanks settling in the sand with one solid crunch. The helicopters hummed easily as they reeled in their cables and touched down delicately on the perforated